Persistent Diarrhea in Children by All-Star Medics. Persistent diarrhea is defined as the passage of 3 or more watery stools in 24 hours, lasting for more than 14 days. Dehydration, malnutrition, and infections are major contributors. Mechanisms include osmotic, secretory, dysmotility-associated, and inflammatory. Children may have liquid stools, sometimes explosive, occasionally with visible blood. Weight loss and malnutrition are common, and extra-intestinal infections such as pneumonia or urinary tract infection may be present. Causes include infectious agents such as E. coli, Cryptosporidium, Giardia, Salmonella, and E. histolytica. Lactose malabsorption may cause abdominal discomfort, bloating, and flatulence. Immunodeficiency presents with recurrent infections and abnormal immunoglobulin levels. Food allergies, particularly to cow or soy milk, can cause hypoalbuminemia, anemia, and electrolyte disturbances. Hirschsprung disease is characterized by delayed meconium passage and a distended abdomen. Toddler's diarrhea is usually mild and related to sweetened juices. Irritable bowel syndrome involves alternating constipation and diarrhea with abdominal pain relieved by defecation. Celiac disease presents in infants 9 to 24 months with failure to thrive and abdominal distension, while inflammatory bowel disease may cause bloody stools, urgency, abdominal pain, fatigue, weight loss, and arthritis. Management focuses on appropriate fluid replacement, nutritional support, and zinc supplementation for 10 to 14 days. Severe acute malnutrition should be managed according to the SAM protocol. Antimicrobials are reserved for proven infections only. In summary, persistent diarrhea is a prolonged pediatric diarrheal illness complicated by dehydration and malnutrition. Effective management includes fluids, nutrition, micronutrients, and selective antimicrobial use.